do want to ask you also, Amy Conrad, about fabric. Moving from auditory imagery to the visual images used, because it's enormous. We have a suede meadow. We have green velvet precipices. We have galleries of sheen and the ponderous velour and the damask weave of luxury. Where does that come from?
Well, I think I'm just very much of a sensualist. I like the way things feel. I think that's one thing that drew me to the poetry of Keats. He evokes all sensations, every one. For instance, I have a friend who is greatly devoted to George Herbert. I have never been able to feel a great closeness to the poetry of George Herbert. I can admire it and see what he's doing. And I think the reason for that is that he is not really concerned about sensations. He's concerned about moral questions. Mm-hmm. And not that I'm not concerned about moral questions, but I can't get away from pleasure. And the pleasure of the senses is something that apparently is more important to me than it is to some people.
In that lovely poem which I gave you this morning, the central heating poem, the last line, I wish you'd comment on that for a minute, the last line of which is the perishing residue of pure sensation. I'm not sure that I know what the residue of pure sensation is, unless it's memory, but I wish you'd talk to us about that.
Well, it seems as though, for certain people anyhow, what you really preserve in the end, in memory, is not even emotion, it is sensation.
Mm.